On the one who is able to trace God himself. It is his wisdom and his power that is at work in prayer. To see that at our very best, our prayers are imperfect, fallible, and often mistaken. Really, we are really not going to pray. Our prayers are not true in question. We are thankful that they are convinced of our spiritual maturity in prayer. Our prayers are not in the strength of our total dependence on Him. Prayer is an exercise of God's grace. I will be illustrated with that the angel, like Adrian Francis, the angel is traveling from home and speaking to her in St. Catherine. And I think John and Thomas are similar. Do you know? And he's like, and it's not encouraged to be traveling away from home. And it's just the honesty, drawn by his water, with the words, drawn by the cross, prophet, I love you, that means, I miss you. I'm sorry you are away in South America. I mean, really, what a terrible thing. But you must live in a flat room on the third arm of your own desk of being in America. It was clear gratitude wildly inaccurate after all you in South America, not South America. So, what then? You said it's rubbish, it's good or what? No, of course not. He despite all of the mistakes and imperfections, he got the message. That's how God is with our prayer. We depend on him to make sense of them, to interpret them according to his word. So, if we depend on God, it's to let God be God. Remember that prayer is all about God, not us. The second thing we come here in chapter 4 is a dependent word. Pray for the sake of our confidence that God is in control whatever happens. The first phrase and the first word is said out loud is sovereign Lord. The word that's translated here is the word is the root of the English word despot. A despot is our despot. A ruler. The true definition of that body is a king or other ruler with absolute unlimited power. So the person is praying, God, glory to God. I'm sure I've heard in the program, Psalm 237, in our verse, what is the nation's reign? Our world has a direction, it needs to describe the system, to by rescue, time to be forced by the time to be the progress, to have a part of our of our life to us. And William Barker's comment, he says, he says, stumble and top their heads, in the end, they will have to the beginning of the reign. It is a God's promise. You see, verse 24, you're in charge. And then start out of the prayer, 1 through verse 24, you know God has sovereign influence. Verse 25, you know God has sovereign in revelation. Verse 28, you define it. God is sovereign in history. You know, in extraordinary information, that even errors and hides in their addiction of Jesus. What is in the providence of God working as his plan in human history? The Bible says in this prayer that God's people cannot and will not express God's plans. Here is a dependent God who will strengthen the fact that God will pray to is the very better, the one who sees, the one who is control of all everything. So when people like the hour of the sequence try to be against them, against the kingdom, against the message of Jesus, that's what it is. No one will realize the right part to the power of God, the creator of heaven and earth, the order of the universe, the God of history, the God of revelation. What do you think we're going to do with it? personal arrogance, your teaching not that God's self will get healed has ultimately become an opposition. This has been lost in the news and the media this past week. And it's important to people all around the world, the most people. That terrible video produced of the murder of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians reminds us that it's no accident that the ordinary word in New Testament is for witness to the martyrs. But because of their focus on God and his sovereignty, we train the tender Christian Christians. We have called people to faith. And one day we get to fight and the kingdom of God and all. The kingdom of God cannot be stopped, therefore we cannot stop the kingdom of God. Everything that comes out of the character and action of God is the kingdom of God that fits us. And God knows all, not the devil and the kingdom. If you can put that in first, for a long time our lives, we see here the biblical picture of God in his sovereignty, in his creation, in his speaking, in your strength, and in his presence. In the first piece, it's the focus of prayer to God. The second piece, we fill our prayer with the biblical sovereignty of God. And the third piece is we are willing to pray the hard prayer. Gold is not arrogant, pettiness, being rushed or harmed, picking out of the caravan, refusing to listen to others, is argumentative or stubborn, it is not lost or self righteous. That's not boldness. Boldness here means that the Holy Spirit and power is the word for fearlessly and courageously regrowing love and charity, irrespective of the consequences, and in God's power. They will speak the word with freedom, not by fear. And bold praying is not by bold wisdom than the rest of the world. Or if they do get more than the sign of taking the very place where they're praying, running in by thinking that he makes them even more unbelievable in their business. This is when we're under pressure of certain circumstances beyond our control, which is where we usually and always pray for our convenience, our comfort, or for a solution that works for us. Not so in the book of Acts. Where Christians have courage and boldness to pray the hard prayer. For me, this is one of the very useful books of Heavenly Man, talking about the extraordinary ministry in China, and when he visited the West, the UK and America, lots of Christians there said, well, shouldn't we be praying for the first people to God? And he thought that, he said, well, no, don't pray like that. Because Christians need to be saying the best of Christians travel in London. Pray, that will be easier for a time. And pray our prayer. And the February report is for boldness to preach the gospel and for God's fear and to form pride and wonder and confirm the testimony of the people. I believe this prayer is highly relevant to us as we see the power of the Spirit as we go forward in ministry. A new era where we're going to be in the life center. We face extraordinary challenges and we face even greater ones. But when the life center is open, all life is going to be right there in our face. We're not going to be set back comfortably here away from Nathan Road. We're going to be in there with all the needs of broken humanity right before us. And the prophet of that. We must be praying for a new kingdom of the Spirit, for the Spirit, for the church, for the gracious, rather than the better man in me. Humanity is all of you right there, up close and certain. We can pray an easy prayer, but not the impossible prayer. Or we can pray the hard prayer. Lord, make the people to the task you set before us. For the Holy Spirit to be poured out in specific ways. For the gift of bold proclamation, for God's hand to be stretched out to heal, and His Son's name to be honored and vindicated through signs and wonders. His view is primary because of God's power and salvation, but signs and wonders testify to the Word of God. As I read the New Testament, all four Gospels, the Galatians 1:20, for example, and from our own experience, I'm convinced that God gives the healing and miracles accompany the preaching of the gospel, not just in the book of Acts, but in a truly dependent prayer. When we join in praying this prayer from Acts chapter 4 for a couple of days, I'm reading that on the bottom of the sermon, and when we pray it forward, almost as a human prayer, as we go forward into the life center and new and as yet uncharted ministry opportunity. Enable your servants, that means all of us, by the way, enable your servants, all of us, to speak your word with great boldness. Let us have your hands to feel and perform signs and wonders in the name of your holy servant Jesus. It is a very relevant prayer, not for introspective people who are merely interested in unusual experiences, but for people who long for the salvation of sinners and the magnifying of God's glory and the public vindication of Jesus' name. If there is one
to the Father, I'm doing some power to the right step. Let me pray. Next talk to me, remember the result is that the Father needs to be counting nothing. But when we are forced to work and serve in our own strength and to give up and take up, that we must give people usable value. You will see, we will see what you will do in and through your faithful